Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and I know today if you stay tuned that God's living word will come into your hearts, no matter where you're at right now, then he will speak to you. God has a word of encouragement for you today. God has a word of knowledge for you today. God has a word to lift up your faith today if you'll just take it and heed it. For the last series, I've been preaching out of Psalms 37 over the broadcast, and that's what I want to continue in today. So before I start reading, I want to have a word of prayer. Father, in the holy name of Jesus, oh, the sweet name of Jesus, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for shedding your blood on Calvary that our sins could be forgiven. And to all that come to you for repentance, you will in no wise cast out, but you will forgive their sins, wash it away as though it never happened. And, O Lord, that you will write their name down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and when we leave this world, we'll enter into that which that rest that you have for us in glory. And I thank you for that. I pray for those today that need a touch in their body, that need financial help, whatever the need is, Lord. There's nothing impossible with you, and I pray that you touch hearts and save souls even now, and thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to bring forth your word. Now we ask blessings upon it in the holy name of Jesus, and we also take this time, Father, to pray for our America, and bless us in the hour that we're now in. God, help America, help the people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In Psalms 37, the first verse says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." And that is the topic of our series about fretting because of evil. And as we look in our country and around the world today, it's a lot of evil going on. I try to listen to the news, but I can't take but so much of it. It's so much evil. I try sometimes to sit down and just sit in the recliner, maybe watch a little movie. I try, but it's so much evil and killing and zombies and walking dead and guts and blood. I can't do it. I'm into the old time, old movies, High Chaparral and Lone Ranger and Andy Griffin and those kind of shows. I don't know what people are feeding. It's a frenzy of evil. But today, the Bible tells us not to fret because of that. Don't worry about it, because God's got a plan for the evil. And that's what we need to think about today. In verse 9 of Psalms 37, it says, "For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." Now listen, we're either in one of the two categories. You say, "Well, Bonnie, I'm not out doing evil." Well, look, if you're not serving God, you're against God. You either for him or you're against him. It's no on-the-fence thing. It's no straddling the fence. You either for him or you either against him. And it says in verse 10, "But for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, yet those shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." And then it goes on to say, "The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth." And then the verse 13, "The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming." All of these evil so-called people that are coming against God's people, thinking they're gaining ground, thinking they're going to take over and destroy God, that is not going to happen. That is not, you write that, as my mama used to say when I was a little girl and I'd do something wrong, she said, "Write that down in your little black book." And one day I looked at her and I told her, I said, "Mama, I don't have a little black book." But what she was meant to me is, you write that down in your brain and don't you forget it. And I want you to write it down too. This evil that's going on, God's laughing at them. They're not pulling anything on God that he don't know about. He's going to put the brakes on. And when God puts the brakes on, you'll look around and you will not be able to find them. That is the word of God. That's not the word of Blondie Gregory. That's the word of God. He just said here, "The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with the teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow and cast down the poor and needy. and to slay such as of the upright conversation. You know, people hate it today if you talk a holy conversation, a conversation that's righteous. They want to hear about righteousness. They want to hear about the right way of living. They don't want you to tell them, hey, what you're doing is wrong and is against the word of God and is a sin. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear, God forbid that you get up in church and preach against sin. Over half of them will get up and walk out on you. Let me tell you something. This word that we're preaching is not something that I sat down with a cup of coffee this morning and wrote out. This is the living word of God. This is God-breathed word. God has a plan for his people. God has a way to bless his people. God has a remedy for our lives. God's thoughts and his ways for us is nothing. His thoughts toward us is nothing but good. He wants to bring joy and he wants to bring peace in our life. But evildoers come up and think they're going to shut down God and quit the work of God. It's not going to happen. Because when God turns the table, it's turned. I was reading the other day in the book of Job, all these things came against Job. The enemy came in and did this and they did that, and his children died and he got sick and his land and his money, all this was taken away from him. But one day God turned the captivity. One day God turned the tables on the enemy and God restored back to him what he had lost, but did not just restore it back to him, but he gave him twice as much as he had before. I'm telling you right now, don't worry about all this evil and who said what and who's coming out against us. The Lord is laughing at them. I remember reading in the book of Exodus when God told Moses, said, put the people right here and set them right here. And where they were sitting when they come out of Egypt, he put them between a rock and another rock, mountains on both sides, Red Sea in front of them. And the only pathway was behind them, and that's the pathway the Egyptians was coming down on them. Can you picture that? Here you are sitting at the Red Sea, can't cross it because it's flood tide. You got a mountain on each side, can't get over the mountains because it's too high. And look behind you and the enemy's coming up behind you. You say, well, that was a bad place for God to put his people in, but you got to read why he done it. God said, I'm going to do this to get honor on myself. I'm positioning my people, and when they got up there, God told Moses the exact way that the Pharaoh was coming, exactly what he was going to do, when he was going to show up, and God showed up and blocked them that night where they couldn't see what was going on, and God had a strong east wind to come and blow the Red Sea back to give his people passage through, and then when the Egyptians tried to go in after them, God drowned them. I'm telling you right now, you might think, oh, I'm in a bad place right now. This thing's going not looking good. Honey, you just keep your eyes. You just stand still. You're going to see the salvation of God. Then like Moses, when God said, why are you standing? Go ahead and move out. God will tell you when to move out. God will open up a way for you and you'll look back and you'll be grabbing your tamarind like Mary and Moses' sister did. And when they looked and saw the Egyptian drowned in the Red Sea, they broke out in a dance. Let me tell you, you let them come all they want to come. You let them come with their chariots and their threats and this, but one day God's going to put the brakes on it. God say you'll see their face no more because you're not touching people. You're touching God himself. When you mess with a Christian, you're sticking your finger in the eye of God, and that's not a good thing to do. You wouldn't let people come in and hurt your children, and do you think God is not going to hold them accountable who are doing things against his children? One old preacher many years ago preached a sermon that was famous all across the world. He entitled it Payday Someday. Oh, there's going to be a payday someday. And I'm telling you right now, some of you have been wicked and evil, and you've done things against God's people, and you've made fun of them, and you try to shut them down. And I pray with everything in me that God will have mercy on you and show you the way of salvation. But if you don't turn from your wicked ways, I'm telling you, there's a payday someday. You might think you're getting away with it, but it's just God's mercy giving you one more chance. It's just God's mercy sparing you for one more day. God does not send you to hell. You send yourself to hell. It's the choices that you make. And then down here, That's right here. In verse 15, it says, their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. The very weapons that they're trying to use against God's people are going to enter into their own hearts. The enemy is making his plans in darkness. They're in darkness, but God's people are in the light. And then right here in verse 16, it says this, a little that the righteous man hath. I love this scripture. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. God can take a handful. God can take a handful and turn it into a blessing. God can take a little sack lunch and feed a multitude. God can take a shepherd's stone and turn it into a victorious victory over the giants in your life. Oh, I tell you, you might say, I don't have but just a little. But the Bible says that that little that you have is better than the riches. It's greater than the riches of many wicked. Let me tell you, God, a little that a righteous hath, a man hath, is better than the riches of many wicked. Why? Because it's blessed to the Lord. God can take your $10 and make it go further than the 100 of the wicked. God can put food in your pantry where it seems like there's no way at all. You say, how do you know that? Because I lived it, child. I'm not telling you something I read about, but I'm telling you I lived it. I've seen God work great and mighty miracles. Many times we'd be out on the road with our mobile chapel and we'd run out of supplies, and just as we would reach in for the last of the bottom of the barrel, God, just like the widow woman, God would put more in the barrel. God would send in more Bibles. God would send in more care packages. God would send in more food. God would send in more fuel. I'm telling you, God takes care of his own, and I don't care what kind of situation you're in. I don't care how deep down you may seem. God's hand is not short that he can't reach down. Don't worry about what the evil is going on. Don't worry about what wickedness is going on. But God's grace is sufficient, and God will bring you out. And he said this, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. Oh, I want you to know, there are many times in my life that I've gone through hard times, and in the natural man, in the natural way, I could have never made it, but I had someone holding me up, and I love that. It says that the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever, and the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. Oh, the Lord's holding you up. That's the reason you're listening to this broadcast. He's giving you hope for another day. He's giving you hope for another moment. He's giving you hope for another second. He's giving you hope for another breath. He's holding you up. He's not going to let you fall. He's going to bring you out. You keep your eyes on him. Don't fret about the evil. Don't fret about what people are trying to do to you. Don't fret about the things that are coming against you. Trust in the Lord. Commit your ways to him. In the first of this chapter of Psalms 37, one of the first things he said, commit your ways unto the Lord. Commit your ways unto the Lord, and don't fret against the evil. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. God will bring his will to pass in your life. God will bring a deliverance to you. God will bring you up out of that pit that you're in. The enemy may be standing over top of you and counting you out. 1, 2, 3, 4. It might be up to the 9th count, but I'm telling you, and when he thinks he's got you, when he thinks this is the end of you, God's upholding you, and he'll stand you back up on your feet. Oh, many years ago, I was diagnosed with a terminal illness, and everybody was counting me out. I had a couple say, the last time we saw you, we thought that would be the last time. But many years I've been back time and time again. When the devil thought he was going to count me out, God's healing hand came down and upheld me. And I'm still in the race today, not by any strength that I have, but by my grace of my God, knowing that he's upheld me and he's kept me. And until I preached my last sermon, and until I have completed the journey that God has for me, that's when the Lord will carry me over to the other side. And I want you to know I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Even when I breathe my last breath, my God will be upholding me. And when I wake into eternity, I'll wake in the arms of my Savior. Oh, let me tell you, death has no sting. Hell has no hold. Fear has no place in my life today. I'm trusting in the Lord. I'm committing my ways to Him. The world can't do it. Politicians can't do it. It's gotta be God. I thank God for doctors. I thank God for the medicines that we have. But the ultimate cure is not in man's hand. Man can only go so far. But my God will take you all the way through. It's God's will. And it's His way to bless and to keep us. He said that He will uphold the righteous. And they shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. I like that verse 19. It said, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time. Let me tell you something, evil workers, you that are evil, you're ashamed. And some people, you can't look in the eye because you're ashamed. You might say you think you're doing the right thing, but you know you're not right. You're doing evil and you're ashamed. And most of all, you're going to be ashamed before you stand of God. You think you're going to blame somebody else and you're going to tell God what you're going to do. You might be up in the face of people telling them what and giving them your piece of your mind. One day a woman was telling a man, she said, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. He said, please don't, because you ain't got that much of it left. You better keep what little you got. Some of you stood up and you tried to give people a piece of your mind. I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. And you're prideful in all your ways and people can't tell you nothing. People tried to love you and tried to give you the gospel, but you're headstrong and you're full of pride and you're going to end up right in the pit of hell because of choices that you made. And let me tell you, when you stand before God, you're not going to blame nobody else. It's going to be nobody's record but my own. Nobody's record but your own. That old song that we sang, when before the Lord I stand, it's going to be nobody's record but my own. You're not going to blame nobody else. It's going to be your sin brought up before you. It's going to be your ways brought up before you. It's going to be your choices brought up before you. And you're going to stand before a merciful God, and He's going to show you the blood that was shed to forgive you of those sins. And He's going to show you the rebellion that you had and rejected. And the next sight you'll see will be the pit of hell, and you'll know it's a choice you made, and there are no exits in hell. Once you enter in, it's for eternity. It's eternal separation from God, eternal separation from that which is good. That's because of choice that you made. Oh, but in the evil time, the righteous, the Bible says, even in famine, we're going to be satisfied. I don't have to worry about what's coming on the country. I know that when I'm hungry, just like He fed the children of Israel in the wilderness, and He rained manna down out of heaven, He can do the same for us today. Just like He touched that widow woman's barrel in the time of Elijah. And it never ran out. He can do the same for us today. The oil don't have to run out. The meal won't have to run out. And even if He have to send the ravens to feed us, He can do the same today. What worked in the Bible, what worked in the God's time and in the time that we're reading about will work today. It hasn't expired. God's word hasn't expired. God's word hasn't run out. God hadn't got old and decrepit and forgot how to do things. God is still a mighty God, and I want you to know something. When Jesus comes back in the clouds of glory with His saints behind Him, He's not going to be looking for a manger to get up in. He's not going to be looking for a stable to go in. He's not going to be in a place where He's rejected, but He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Glory. He's coming back with fire in His eyes. He's coming back on a white horse. He's coming back, and just His appearing, oh, read the Word of God for yourself, just His appearing will destroy the wicked. Just His appearing will destroy the enemies of the enemy of the Antichrist. Just His appearing will just stop the battle that's coming against God's people. Let me tell you, oh, that's going to be a time, and behind him are going to be his saints, clothed in white, robes of righteousness, and we're coming back victorious, not coming back for a stable, but he's going to set up his kingdom exactly where he said he was in Jerusalem. I don't care what kind of enemy tries to take the land away from God's people, it ain't going to happen. You say that's not good English, but you'll remember it. It ain't going to happen. God has his hand on Israel, and you keep your eyes on it, and you know and you look, God is working in this last day, in this end time. A great weapon of armies are going out against God's people, but they will not prosper. And the Bible tells me that when Jesus sets up his kingdom, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Oh, glory be the Lamb of God. I'm so glad that I chose to walk the path of righteousness. I'm so glad I chose to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm so glad he forgave me of all my sin. I'm so glad he wrote my name down in glory. I'm so glad that when I stand before him on that great day, he'll look up and my slate will be clean because I've been washed in the blood. My name will be changed. I've been changed from that of evil to the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. I have a home in glory. I'm going to live in a land where there'll be no more war. We're going to beat our swords into plowshares. The lamb is going to lay down with the lion. Oh, there's going to be a time of peace. I'm going to rule and reign with my Lord Jesus Christ. The wicked is laughing and mocking fun of Christians and trying to stamp them out. But that's just getting the time setting ready for the return of Jesus Christ. Soon and very soon, there's going to be a sound so loud that it's going to wake up the dead. And the dead in Christ are going to rise. And we that remain are going to meet him in the air. Oh, what a time that's going to be. I pray you don't miss it. I pray you keep your eyes on Jesus. And if you got sin in your life, you're driving down the road in the car, ask God to forgive you. If you're in a jail cell, ask God to forgive you. He'll hear you right where you're at. If you're in a hospital, ask God to forgive you. If you're in your home, ask him to forgive you. Ask Jesus to come into your heart to write your name down in glory. He'll forgive you of all your iniquity and blot out your transgressions and give you a new life, a new heart. He'll create in you a right spirit and a clean heart. Oh, let him work in your life today. Give him full charge of a life. He said, let me tell you, in the times of the wickedness, you won't be ashamed, and you'll be fed. Oh, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall be consumed into the smoke. They shall consume away. The wicked barreth, and he payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. Oh, and he said this, for such be as blessed of him that shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. And then it says in verse 23, this is one of my favorite scriptures, but the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And though he shall fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Again in this chapter, the Lord is saying that he's going to uphold the righteous, that he's going to hold you. Oh, let me tell you, you might think people are being mean to me, and they're coming against me, and you might not see any repercussions of what they're doing, but it ain't over yet, child. It ain't over. You just leave it in the hands of God. You just commit your way to God. You don't fret about what evil people are doing. You don't fret about all that they're trying to do to you. You just keep your eyes on your God, because everything's running to his time schedule. Despite what a lot of preachers are saying today, they're saying that God don't have it under control. Let me tell you, the evil and the wickedness in this world is not of God. It's man's control. But God has the final say, and he is in control. And in his time, he's going to put a stop to this. In his time, he's coming back for his bride. In his time, he's taking us home to be with him. In his time, we're going to rule and reign with him throughout eternity. And I don't know about you, but I want to be on the winning side. Today, if you're living in sin, and today if you've rejected God, you're in a terrible fix, and you need to stop the way you're living, and you need to give your heart to the Lord. And it says down here, it says, the psalmist wrote, he said, once I've been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. He is ever merciful, and he lendeth, and his seed is blessed. And then he says, depart from evil. Today, if you'll depart from evil, God will feed you. He'll keep you in the land of the blessed. He'll bring it to pass. He'll bring his will to pass in your life. God has a purpose for you. His thoughts towards you is good and not evil. He didn't come to condemn you, but he came to give you life more abundantly. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I'm the life. He's the light of the world. He's the lily of the valley. He's a bright and morning star. Let me tell you, he's the one that feedeth and clotheth us. Oh, he is our righteousness. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's our soon coming King. He's our righteousness. He's our hope. He's our peace. He's our joy. He's the rock of my salvation. Do you have a rock? Are you building on a sand foundation? If you're not on that rock when the storms come, when the trials come, let me tell you, if you can't serve God now, when the tribulation time comes and the Antichrist takes over this world and rules and all hell is poured out on this land. If you can't serve him now, what are you going to do then? It's coming. I'm warning you. The time of tribulation is getting ready to come. And if you're not born again and washed in the blood, you're going to be here for that time. Such as the Bible says, such as never been or never will be. It's God pouring out his judgment on the wicked and bringing salvation to the Jews. Oh, let me tell you, people, wake up. We're in the end time, and we're in the last days. It's time we wake up to the things of God. It's time we get stirred up. It's time you get up off your pew and get in the highways and byways and start winning the lost. It's time you get yourself back in the house of God. Get on your knees and pray. That's a remedy for America. Get back to church. Get on your knees and pray. We're in the end time. We're fighting for our nation. We're fighting for the morals of this country. Pray that God will lead you to do the right thing. And the Bible says in this Psalms 37, to do good, to turn away from evil, to do the right thing, and stand for God. That's the only stand that's going to be able to make it, is to stand for God. The rest, the wicked, are going to be utterly cut off and sent into hell. And it's going to be through their own choice. Oh, let me tell you, people, there are no visitation rites in hell. You don't go down there and visit and decide to come out. Once you enter, that's it. I pray and I beg you today to give your heart to Jesus. This might be the last sermon you ever hear. This might be the last invitation you ever hear. You're not promised another breath. Today is the day of salvation. Don't turn him away. If you have a prayer request, write me. I promise to pray for you. If you give your heart to the Lord, drop me a line. Say, Sister Blondie, I pray the prayer of salvation. Pray for me, and I will. I promise I will. And if God lays it on your heart to help me in this broadcast, I appreciate what you do. God bless you, and remember, commit your way to the Lord, and don't fret about evil. Don't worry about it. God's taking care of us all. God bless you today, and thank you for listening.